The Jizaikon organization was formed around the art of Aiki Ninjutsu. The principles contained within this art were created by combining two opposing philosophies, thus creating a symbiotic relationship, which follows the Chinese system of yin-yang, or the Japanese system of in-yo. Eastern philosophies that teach of two opposing forces that make up all aspects of life. Anything found in the universe can be broken down into two principles, male or female, light and dark, masculine and feminine, aggressive and yielding, good and evil. The warrior can see this represented everywhere in life. After decades of studying various martial arts systems, the realization was made that most martial arts tend to be one-sided. A good example of this discovery was in the art of Ninpo, the higher order or law of ninjutsu. What's the difference between ninjutsu and Ninpo? Ninpo implies using a philosophy and strategies of the ninja to improve the warrior way of life and to live more effectively and efficiently in the environments that surround us. This applies to how the warrior takes the technologies they learn and apply them to living out in the warrior's daily life. Ninpo is not currently being taught today, and ninjutsu training has become very difficult to find. The present Togakure-ryu ninja grandmaster, Soke Dr. Hatsumi, doesn't teach pure ninjutsu anymore. He teaches a system that he calls Budo Taijutsu, which is a creative use of moving the body in a way to inspire people to live better lives. This, however, is not pure ninjutsu. At its core, ninjutsu is self-centered, meaning it only approaches things from a personal point of view. Ninjutsu uses a very linear, dynamic force to create power and impact. It teaches a warrior how to crash into the opponent. The statements that the system is self-centered is not meant to be taken in a negative way, but refers to the forces being entirely from the practitioner's point of view. The ki, or energy, that is used to successfully and powerfully employ ninjutsu techniques originate within the warrior's body. It is built up and maintained in the body. The energy is used in a way to become stronger, more effective, and more powerful, giving the ninja the ability to jump higher, run faster, hit harder. To better understand these views on the self-centered inner nature of ninjutsu, let's examine a quote by Soke Dr. Masaaki Hatsumi. By experiencing the confrontation of danger, the transcendence of fear of injury or death, and the working knowledge of individual personal power and limitations, the practitioner of ninjutsu can gain the strength and invincibility that permits enjoyment of the flowers moving in the wind, appreciation of the love of others, and contentment with the presence of peace in society. From this quote, we can see that the focus is on the internal, on the me. This is what is meant by self-centered. By experiencing the confrontation of danger, how does one experience this? All of our experiences in life are based off of our senses and the biochemical feedback that is associated with that experience. The transcendence of fear of injury or death. Once again, this fear is emotion-based off of our thoughts. The thoughts have a negative impact so that the student is working within their own mind. The working knowledge of individual personal power and limitations, the practitioner of ninjutsu can gain strength and invincibility. Here we see it again. The student is working with the knowledge from their own understanding of personal power and limitations. What are the warrior's personal strengths and weaknesses? What are these boundaries? This is all very important and still a part of what we learn in Aiki Ninjutsu. It needs to be clear that this is about the me on the inside. By doing this, the practitioner of ninjutsu can gain the strength and invincibility. Once again, this is about the warrior's own strength and their own invincibility. Another quote to examine comes from Takamatsu, the 33rd grandmaster of Togakure-ryu ninjutsu. The essence of all martial art and military strategies is self-protection and the prevention of danger. Ninjutsu epitomizes the fullest concept of self-protection through martial training. In that, the ninja martial art deals with the protection of not only the physical body, but the mind and spirit as well. The way of the ninja is the way of enduring, surviving, and prevailing over all that would destroy one. I will endure. I will survive. I will prevail over my opponents. This is very important for us to have in our martial tradition. Once again, it is focused on what the warrior will do. more than merely delivering strikes and slashes and deeper in significance than a simple outwitting of the enemy, Ningpo is the way of attaining that which we need while making the world a better place. How does one obtain that which they need while making the world a better place? This comes from a higher order or missing piece that students are not receiving in modern-day ninjutsu training. We need to practice the Ningpo, mastery over how one interacts with the world. The warrior must realize that they cannot do this selfishly. That is only one half of the equation and will not keep them on track to making the world a better place. They need something else to complete this. What is this other half of the equation? If ninjutsu is self-centered and self-focused, how is that good? Using the warrior's internal ki, energy or spirit, training to win, maintaining an unrelenting spirit, a resolve, a resolute commitment to winning and victory, creates technology of channeling the warrior's ki within the warrior's self, making the warrior so strong and so powerful that they can't be defeated. This is an invaluable set of assets that is needed in true self-protection and self-development. But this is only half of the equation.